Our in-studio artist this week is the First Nations fibre artist and weaver, Alyssa Carmichael. Alyssa comes from Minjeriba in southeast Queensland, and she brought into the studio some really surprising materials. I spoke to her a few times through the show, and those three segments brought together now for you so that you can listen to them a bit more easily. Here she is, Alyssa Carmichael. Now, you've seen a variety of in-studio artists here on The Art Show. Painters, drawers, ceramicists, sculptors, light artists. And today I am so excited to introduce you to Alyssa Carmichael. Alyssa is a weaver, a fibre artist, and she comes from Minjeriba, otherwise known as North Stradbroke Island, part of Quandamooka country, in Moreton Bay, just east of Brisbane. Alyssa has a Master of Fine Art in Fashion at the Queensland University of Technology, and she presented her research at Oxford University. Alyssa was NATSIA finalist just last year. She's exhibited internationally and definitely nationally, and she currently has works in the show Weaving the Way, that's on at the University of Queensland Art Museum. Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on to The Art Show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, Alyssa, first of all, can we set the scene? Can you tell me about Minjeriba or North Stradbroke Island?
Yeah. So my family's from the Noongee people, one of the three clan groups of Quandamooka country. And we're from Morgumpin, Moreton Island, and Minjeriba, North Stradbroke Island. But my family lives on Minjeriba, North Stradbroke Island.
And what's the scenery like there?
It's beautiful, absolute paradise.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? It's an island that's just on the edge of the bay, so it goes out to the open ocean?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so if different artists who come into the art show, they bring in their materials in entirely different ways. And I'm sometimes surprised by how much people bring, but I'm also then surprised by how little people bring. And you turned up today with a really very small cardboard box. Alyssa, what's in the box?
So in the box, I have a few works in progress, some materials, and also a really special woven basket that I have just recently finished. But the materials that I'm working with at the moment are a secondhand source material, which is a really fragile wire that's rolled in silk. And it's, I think, really old, maybe over 100 years old. And
oh, seriously?
Yeah, yep.
Where did you get it from?
So sourced from secondhand antique centres in country Victoria.
Oh, okay. And so this spool of material, it's mm-hmm. over 100 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's extremely precious. Like, you can't just go down the shop and buy some more.
No. So I'm using it very carefully.
Yeah.
And in doing so, I'm wanting to share a really strong message about the material, how it's very delicate and fragile, but also very strong and resilient.
Now, Alyssa, I was lucky enough to hold this small basket before, and it looks extremely fine. You'll be able to see pictures on our Instagram and also on Twitter. So the look is extremely fine, but then when you hold it in your hand, it's extremely robust.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the combination of the silk and the wire, but then the deeper meaning behind that.
Yeah. So it's the technique that it's woven with, which is a loop and knot, which is a weave that's from Quandamooka country that my mum has been working for a really long time on bringing our weaving back. So we've been looking at museum collections and researching and looking at our weaves that our grannies and our ancestors did for thousands of years before colonisation.
How did your own mother, learn that weaving?
So mum has been researching, doing different weaving techniques, looking at museum collections, lots of reading, lots of talking with elders and fibre artists from around the country, and put that energy and time into uncovering the weave herself.
Okay. So today, Alyssa, what are you going to be working on?
So today I've got a little basket that I've just started on, And I'm using ghost net material, which is a piece of rope which is washed up on Quandamooka country on Minjirabar on the beach there. And I'm making a basket. So it's just the beginning of it, but it's a body of work that I'm doing, which is honouring what we have lost on the island during the times of mining. Because mining's about to finish in November this year.
Okay.
So I want to make a body of work that's honouring the life and the land and the sea life that has been lost during that time.
Okay, Alyssa, I'm going to come back again in sort of about 20 minutes and talk to you more about your techniques and your family's heritage. But in the meantime, I look forward to seeing your work develop. Thank you.
Great, thanks.
Alyssa Carmichael, First Nations fibre artist and our in-studio artist this week. You're listening to The Art Show. My name's Ed Ayers and I'm back now with Alyssa Carmichael, First Nations fibre artist and weaver, and our in-studio artist this week. Alyssa comes from Minjirabar or North Stradbroke Island and works with some traditional materials but also with ghost netting. Now, Alyssa, can you just describe a little bit more what ghost nets are?
Yeah, so ghost nets are the discarded fibres that people throw into the ocean or no longer want anymore, or just leave them behind, and they pollution really, they end up in the ocean, and sometimes most of the time end up in animals' stomachs, and but also travel far distances and have very important stories that come with them. So it's important to repurpose those fibres where you can, I think.
Yeah. Can you tell me about this work here on the table that you've been using ghost net, but also what's the other material in that particular weaving?
Fish scales.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so the fish scales are from fish that have been caught in Moreton Bay, Quandamooka country. And they're a material I've started working with recently. One afternoon my dad had scaled some mullet, and I just saw this pile of fish scales sitting on the driveway at home in the sun, and they looked so beautiful. So I thought, oh, I'm going to try and incorporate them into my weaving works. And it's really beautiful because they shimmer and they catch a lot of natural light that other materials don't necessarily catch. So they're sort of a strong reference for me in capturing the spirit that surrounds them, but also a representation of saltwater people.
Yeah. Alyssa, with this particular style of weaving that you do, is it knot and loop? Is
The gulai that I have here, which means a women's bag.
Yeah.
This one is loop and knot.
Yeah.
And then I'm sort of making up my own style with this work that's got the fish scales in it.
Yeah.
So that's got some string making and some looping in it. And then the two other baskets that I'm just starting off are coiling.
Oh, okay. So just briefly, with the loop and the knot, this pattern or this knowledge, it had to skip a generation, right?
Yeah. So when the mission was set up at Maiora on Minjirabar, weaving and cultural practices were forced to stop as a result of colonisation. So unfortunately, we have grown up not knowing this technique. So it's only been in recent years that we've learnt how to revive this.
Yeah. And your mother's done a lot of study, I understand.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa, it's so beautiful and calming to watch you work. So thank you for coming into the studio, and I'll talk to you again in a little while and see what else you've been doing with your weaving. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Alyssa Carmichael, First Nations fibre artist, our in-studio artist this week. Alyssa doing this extraordinarily detailed, delicate weaving that is also very robust, directly here in the studio, and you'll be able to see some of her work on our Instagram page and also Twitter. You're listening listening to The Art Show, and it's nearly the end of the show now and time to check in with our in-studio artist for this week, the fibre artist and weaver, Alyssa Carmichael. So, Alyssa, how's it been going with the work that you've been doing in the studio?
Yeah, it's been great.
Okay, so have you managed to get much done?
A little bit.
Are you a fast worker?
No, not really.
Ah, okay. So, because some artists come in and it's amazing the speed at which they work, but you're not fast. Do you feel at any time a kind of pressure to be fast with your work?
No, I just take my time.
Okay, yeah. That's great. Hey, so Alyssa, can you tell me about your mum, Sonia, and your own learning, I guess, of your culture?
Yeah, so with the weaving, so Freya, my sister, who's the curator of the Weaving the Way exhibition, Freya started doing some work at the Queensland Museum a few years ago. And it was during that time where she came into contact with some of our baskets that are in the museum collection at the Queensland Museum. And it was her first time handling these baskets and seeing these baskets. And she came home and told Mum and I about them, and that really like inspired us to begin researching and working together and learning about our weaving practices from Quandamooka country.
Were you working as an artist before that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so, what sort of stuff were you doing beforehand?
So I'm a painter as well. And so I was doing paintings inspired by Quandamooka country and the landscape and patterns of nature and stories from country. Yeah. And then, when Freya and my mum started researching weaving and learning how to weave, I sort of started learning those techniques that we were sharing all together, and that really informed my practice and kind of took me to where I am now with it.
Yeah. Was it a kind of moment of, I guess to ask maybe a better question, how did it feel when you started to learn these such old techniques?
Yeah, it kind of felt like my hands already knew what they were doing.
Incredible. Just wonderful. You have presented research at Oxford University. So what did you go to Oxford to talk about?
Yeah, so when I was doing my Masters of Fine Art in Fashion at QUT, I was inspired by the research that I was doing about weaving, and I wanted people to be aware that weaving techniques from Aboriginal Australia and the Torres Strait Islands have been weaving ways for thousands of years. And so I wanted people to recognise that the traditional weaving techniques are the first forms of Australian textiles. And so I presented a paper that was at a fashion conference at Oxford University.
And did you bring examples of your work as well?
Yeah. And at the time I actually wove garments.
Ah, good.
As a political statement.
Ah, yeah. So what statement were you making?
I'm trying to raise the awareness that our techniques are the first forms of making materials and textiles. Yeah.
Alyssa, you're part of this show that's on at the Queensland University Art Museum. It's called Weaving the Way. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with that?
So last year I had a solo exhibition at One Space Gallery called Will We Swim Together Tomorrow Through the Saltwater Waves? And the UQ Art Museum acquired two of the pieces that were in the show. And Freya, my sister, the curator of Weaving the Way, she was working with the University of Queensland collection to curate the exhibition, and she wanted to have a combination of emerging and established artists from around Queensland in the exhibition. And so that's sort of how they came to be in the show.
Okay. With your weaving techniques, is it a practice that women and men do, or only women?
Well, both men do weaving as well. So I guess different types of weaving, like string making and net making. But it's also, a contemporary world that we live in now. So
yeah.
We're all sharing and passing down what we can.
Yeah. You have learnt from your mother, and you are now, I suppose, I'm not sure how old you are, actually. May I ask you how old you
32.
Are?
32.
You're still so young. But do you have an opportunity to mentor younger artists coming through?
Yeah. So me and mum do a lot of weaving workshops together, and both on the island with community and traveling around as well.
Yeah. And how is that to be able to pass on?
Yeah, it's those great. Techniques? It's great because it's really important that the techniques are passed on to younger generations so we can keep our weaving alive.
Yeah. What sort of atmosphere develops when you're at one of those weaving workshops?
It depends how big the group is and how many people are there, but hopefully it's a space where everyone can sit down together and share and talk and keep busy with their hands and their minds.
Yeah. All right. Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for coming onto the Art Show.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope it's a great success, your current exhibition. Thank you. Alyssa Carmichael, the in-studio artist for this week. And you can see Alyssa's work in the show Weaving the Way. That's at the University of Queensland Art Museum. And that's from now until mid-January 2020.